The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
I love every single person I met in Pride 48. I miss my sassy cat. I miss my guys across the pond. I love my big fatty. I love my poodle. Hey, poodle.
Hi.
And Kathy Bacon.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I love my Big Fatty. I love my poodle.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 2585 of the BFO. For two, I say Tuesday the 19th of February 2019, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to try to catch up on a few voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Moonies. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're Moonies today because y'all, it's full moon. It is indeed the full moon. Oh, Big Fatty, a day they celebrate with anguish in Walnut Hills. It's true. Y'all, it's the snow moon in February. But y'all, it's anything but snow. Although, y'all, you know, now, full disclosure, I am recording this prior to my departure for Hatlanta for the week. But y'all, I was looking at the... Y'all, you'll have to excuse me. I just brushed my teethies. Y'all, by the way, let's just have a little lesson in flossing. Big Fatty, is there a bumper for that? No, I don't believe so. If only we knew someone who did bumpers that could do a flossing, maybe a dental health update. Big Fatty, a dental health update, bumper. But alas, we don't know anyone like that. But anyway, y'all, I was just y'all. Do you floss? First of all, do you floss? If you don't, you should. And y'all, I always floss to get food out from between my teeth. And y'all, now I floss to brush the sides of my teethies, and the food just happens to come out so the plaque does not build up. Yes, Big Fatty, the plaque buildup is not good. It's true. But y'all, I just brush the teethies and floss them, so I'm a little phlegmy. Big Fatty, it's either poppers or teethy brushing, and one of the two of them is always got an excuse for why you're coughing up a lung. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all, today, the 19th of February, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard this person at the beginning of today's little show. Big Fatty, it's a voice from the past. It's true. Y'all, he used to do... he used to do his own little show. Every once in a while, one will pop up in his feed. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. I've met this person at the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas. And y'all, just a sweetheart. Just an absolute sweetheart. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's none other than that Timmy Sims. Oh, we love Timmy Sims. It's true. And Timmy Sims loves us as well. Yes, Big Fatty, he loves us so much he unsubscribed. Well, you know, and you always hurt the ones you love. Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, Timmy Sims is up there in the... where is Timmy? Is he in Minnesota? He's up there where it's cold. Big Fatty, y'all. By the way, I was going to tell you, it's cold. It's supposed to be cold and rainy in Hatlanta while I'm over in Hatlanta all week. So, y'all, that's perfect. Nippa napping whoopa. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I can't even talk. I must have done my teethies too. But y'all, Timmy Sims is just one of the sweetest people that you'll ever meet. And anyway, y'all, and like I say, it has been my honor to meet Timmy Sims, and y'all, he is on the 20, and he's probably on the face space too. But yes, Big Fatty and Lexi, and Big Fatty, he's got two puppy dogs now, but I don't remember the name of the other one. I don't recall the name of the other one either, but y'all, Lexi's got a brother or a sister, and I hope that y'all, if you see Timmy Sims on the 20 or the face space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I'm sorry, I was sucking in snot there. I didn't mean to do that on the microhoist. I wish him, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Not snot, cake.
Happy birthday, Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's still a very sick Princess Anna. Actually, I just left the emergency room a couple hours ago, in fact. But I wanted to call you with my most recent CVS receipt. This one was a doozy. I got 17 prescriptions, 2 packages of the makeup wipes that I use, a L'Oreal mascara, and a 2-pack of the Aquafresh toothpaste for a whopping $20.15. The prescriptions were, $9. So that takes care of $11 of it, or $9 of it. So I spent $11 between getting the 2 makeup wipes, which are normally $6.30 each. The mascara was $9 each originally, and the toothpaste was $5. So I collectively saved $16.14 for a total savings of 45% on this receipt. And I also sent you previously an email that CVS had sent me about how much I've recently saved or something. I can't remember exactly what it was. I'm old, fat, and sick, and
trademark Vera Charles,
eagerly waiting to go inside and take my cough syrup with codeine with a swizzle straw. So, all right. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And although those are magnificent savings there at the CVS, yes, Big Fatty, she's still going to put them out of business. Princess Hannah, 17 prescriptions. Holy shit. I mean, oh. I mean, and 17 prescriptions was only $9? Big Fatty, they must not have been worth a Tinka's dam. Maybe not worth a Whitman Tinka's dam, but I don't know. But so, Jesus, Big Fatty, I am flabbergasted. Big Fatty, especially emphasis on the gassed part. Back gas, never mind. Thank you for calling. But Princess Hannah, I hope you're feeling better soon. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Rob One.
Wes.
Peter, a.k.a. Epilui.
And George in Atlanta. We're just having dinner at, where are we at?
Papa Do's.
Papa Do's. We're eating mounds of fish. what's her name would be happy. What is her name?
Sally.
No.
Kim?
And the Faroe Islands.
Oh,
Kim Beaver.
Oh,
Kim Beaver. Kim Beaver would be very proud of us. Bye.
Enjoy your content.
Oh, Big Fatty! Miss Beaver is probably touching herself in her. She had to stop scissoring to touch herself inappropriately. First of all, George, thank you so much for the call. Rob One was visiting the Hatlanta. And I saw a picture of Rob One in Georgia and Atlanta, and Epa Louie, Big Fatty, is that something swimming upstream on you? I don't know. Wes, the gay country boy, and y'all, they went to Papa somebody, Papa who? You're right, Miss Beaver. Your Miss Beaver is probably doing a little lesbian jig. Big Fatty, what does that sound like? Well, I don't know, but I probably boop boop denim datum wadum chew, beef, eh? But George and Epa Louie and Wes and Rob One, I'm so glad y'all were able to get together and break bread. Big Fatty, they were having fish. Didn't you hear them say that? Well, break bread is a term for having a meal together. Anyway, it sounds like y'all had a great time, and it's just lovely that you took time out of your picking the bones out of your teeth to call the little show. Yes, Big Fatty, most people are picking bones out of their teeth when they call the little show.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hunt again. Still quite sick because it's only been about 2 hours. If that, since I sent my last voicemail. I have a question. I don't know if it's a so-so question. Yeah, it's a so-so question. So if you have not done so already, cue the music.
It's Kathy and Peter's so-so question month. It's Kathy and Peter's so-so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners. Give us your crappy questions that Fatty can answer in his final year of the little show and astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter's so-so question month. Get off your keisters and call in.
My question is, you know, I retired in August of 2015, and especially a lot lately, I've been having very, very vivid dreams of me sitting at my desk at PennDOT and sitting in front of my computer with a room full of people staring at me and helping customers and logging on to DHS's website to help immigration customers. And like, I'm literally going through the steps of my job in very vivid dreams. Didn't know if you had anything like that with the coal mine, especially since you were there a lot longer than I was working at PennDOT, or if even if Moose has similar things, because I know he retired shortly before you did, or anyone, even Archer, or anybody else that's retired, if they still have vivid dreams sometimes, or a strong urge to go back to work because you just, I don't know, miss it, or miss, in my case, the human interaction. All right, inquiring minds want to know. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Princess Hannah again. And first of all, Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And first of all, Princess Hannah, absolutely, absolutely, this is a so-so question. You are asking if I'm having dreams about going back to work at the coal mine. Absolutely. That is the pinnacle of so-so questions. The answer is no. No. If you know, here's the thing with Big Fatty, Princess Hannah. You know, Big Fatty, here we go. I don't really remember a whole lot of my dreams. If I do, I talk about them here on the little show, so you probably know if I remember them more than I do. But perhaps Moose P or Archer would like to call in and let us know if they have dreams about going back to work. Fatty, I think we already know the answer. Well, I think we do too, but since we are on Question Month, y'all, we've gotten some e-letters with some so-so questions. And y'all, let's just see here if I can find the Big Fatty. They're so-so that you can't even find them. Here we go. Y'all, this one is from Brian out there in the Denver. His so-so question is, Big Fatty, so if like the chicken tender, if like the chicken tender sandwich, what sauce do you put on it because you don't like the vile mayonnaise, Brian and Denver? I guess if you like the chicken tender sandwich, maybe that's what he meant, since you don't like the mayonnaise, Brian, absolutely. Absolutely a so-so question. And first of all, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you from out there in the Denver. I'm sure it's a snowy out. Snowy out there also. Brian, you're correct. I do not like, anytime you mention mayonnaise, that is absolutely, it's going to be a so-so topic for Big Fatty. And quite frankly, I don't put anything on it. I mean, if I had to put a sauce on there on a chicken tender sandwich, a Big Fatty, it sounds like you're putting a belching on it. I'm not a big sauce person. Maybe a barbecue, but I don't really have a sauce that really sticks out for me. Big Fatty Vulgar. Y'all, that Ed Gong has got a so-so question for us. He says, Big Fatty, this is a VD so-so question. Big Fatty, shall I get the penicillin ready? No, Valentine's Day. Oh, very different. It says, Big Fatty, curious minds inquire. Regular milk chocolate, dark chocolate, or white chocolate? Lerv, Ed Gong. Well, Ed, first of all, thank you so much for the totally racist so-so question. Absolutely a so-so question. I will tell you that to me, white chocolate is waxy. It's just waxy, and regular milk chocolate is okay, but if Big Fatty had his druthers, Big Fatty, exactly what are your druthers? Well, I'm not quite sure. Big Fatty, did I just ask a so-so question? I'm not sure, but I'm crestfallen that you did not know what my druthers were. Big Fatty! Yo, what does that mean? Well, if I had my druthers, Big Fatty, I'm sure you could ask Siri. She could tell you. Oh, dear Gussie. Maybe somebody will call in and ask me what my druthers are. Big Fatty, I always prefer the dark chocolate. Big Fatty, Granny and Durwood could avow for that. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I pre-recorded this one because I didn't know what time I was going to be available in dealing with my mother on Monday, so I just went ahead and did this one. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday boy, Timmy Sims. Timmy Sims, anything you're thinking about on your birthday today?
I love my Big Fatty. I love my poodle.
Oh, and we love you, Timmy. Have some cake.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.